We are here at the Pursuit of Maximum Yields event in Bettendorf, Iowa. With me is Mark Pearson, market-to-market host and Iowa farmer. And Mark, tell me a little bit about your background for those people who may not know you.
Well, I was born in a manger. No, I'm kidding. I'm from Central Illinois originally. My people farmed along the Indiana-Illinois state line. My cousin Randy farms our home place down there now. I was born in Lafayette, actually, and then attended school in West Lafayette, and then graduated from high school up at Naperville, Illinois, and then went to the University of Arizona, studied golf, graduated from there, and got a job at WHO Radio in Des Moines. And I'm still there, so I've had very little career progression. But I enjoy doing all of it and started doing market-to-market. It started 21 years ago. I started doing market-to-market. I started doing the show when I was 11. So it's I violated some child labor laws, but there's been no suit filed. But anyway, yeah, it's hard to believe it's been that long, but yes. And so I've been doing that, and I've been out talking to ag groups now for some 30 years. So I really enjoy it. I love talking about what's ahead for agriculture. And now we've got so much to talk about. We've got a growing worldwide middle class. We've got growing fuel demand, or at least a stable demand for fuel product from ethanol. And we've got a product that people seem to like on that front. We've got a product that's in big demand overseas. I mean, when you look at China, and everybody seems to talk about China, China has 6% of the world's fresh water. They have by half the smallest percentage of land per capita for production. They're going to need our products. They are doing a great job being a catalyst in Africa. We're going to see a growing middle class in the continent of Africa. That's 1.1 billion people. So, you know, where's the opportunity? Gosh, it's about everywhere you look in this business. So it's very exciting, and it's by far the most compelling story on Wall Street.
And that really, that demand that you just outlined is really the reason for this event here, is pursuing maximum yields, particularly for corn growers. So what do you think about this FS Green Plan Solutions Pursuit of Maximum Yields program?
I'm really excited about it. You know, in the 80s, I was a good friend of John Martin, who was the longtime economist at Farm Journal magazine, and he used to talk about maximum economic yield, because in the 80s, that's what we had to do. I mean, we were in a hang-on mode in the 1980s for most of production agriculture. We had all these tools we built up to supply a global market that just wasn't there yet, and it was challenging. It was frustrating. A lot of great people left this industry, went to town, changed careers. It was a disruptive period in this particular business, so very challenging times, and I see now where that's not the case now, where the global growth has caught up to our productive capabilities, maybe too much so. And so I think any effort to improve maximum yield, not maximum economic yield, because we know these prices, we can make a lot of this stuff work. But being able to do, and I've followed Fred Below for years, you know, and when it comes to the maximum yield, I think he's got the ticket. I think he's got the seven ingredients. That's what we need to follow. But I think the exciting part is what they're doing at FS, which they're saying, okay, let's put this into a system. And instead of offering a product, we're offering a system, an approach. And I think that's going to be more of the template, if you will, for agribusiness going forward. Being more of a partner. It's nothing new. I mean, we've been shifting people off the farm into the towns and cities to support those on the farm for a long time. So it's a real continuation of that. And I think also Howard Brown, I think, brings a great passion to this, which you have to have.
Well, what did you think that you learned today in particular that you might share with your audience when you get back home?
I already have a couple of. Well, you know, Fred Below's work, weather's still the dominating factor. You know, and we can never forget that in agriculture. Whenever we think we can outsmart Mother Nature, glyphosate resistance is one topic we didn't get to today, but that's one you hear about, I hear about, you get pictures, I get pictures from people. Mare's tail, I forgot what mare's tail looked like. I'm seeing these pictures. Oh, pigweed, gross, it's back again. Water hemp, horrible. You know, we've played with Mother Nature on that front, and now we're going to have to go back, and we're going to have to provide a lot more management. We kind of had farming for dummies there for a while with just glyphosate and Roundup Ready, and well, I'll tell you what, we've carried that one about as far as we can. So we're going to go back to more management. It's nice to have partners in this business. This is a lonely game. Most farmers are on their own, or maybe they've got someone farming with them, a family member or something, but it's largely a lonely game. It's nice to know you've got somebody else who can come out and look at a field, help you make a decision, tell you what other people are doing, which is that's how I got through school, was other people telling me what they were doing. And I think that's what farmers are looking for right now. So I think it's very exciting what GrowMark and the FS Services Group are doing, because we need the production.
And one of the farmers on the last panel did make that comment, which you just alluded to. Isn't it great that farmers will get together and share with each other like this? They'll just get in a room and share with each other to help each other do better. He said, you don't see that generally in most businesses.
And if we have a farm sale of good ground in Bureau County, Illinois tomorrow, you won't see it there either. But when it comes to the nuances of production, who else can we talk to except other producers? So I think that was really exciting. That was a great, Steve made a great comment there. And it kind of got me, because we do that. And you won't find that at IBM and talking to Apple. You won't find Microsoft and those folks hanging out together. But you do see that in this business. Like I said, we're bidding on a potload of calves. Hey, Katie, bar the door. Or we're bidding on a piece of ground that lays next to us. Look out. There ain't no friendship there. But when it comes to production, because I think the complexity of it, and because the fact farmers are, good ones, are intensely curious, and they're more than willing to share what they're doing, and you share with them what you're doing.
All right. Exciting. Well, any other comments, Mark?
That's a dangerous thing. How much time do we have? Here's the biggest comment I've got, because I keep hearing from people say, when's the other shoe going to drop? I was at the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago, and that was kind of the focus they wanted me to talk about. And I talked about what we went through in the 70s, which was a whole different thing. The broad economic agenda was a lot different then than it is today. The global marketplace, if I could just remind everybody that we have a global marketplace because, along with our allies, we keep the sea lanes open. And that's, so all those soldiers and sailors that are all around the world to help give us this huge global economy. And I don't ever want to forget that, or certainly forget them, because we are living in a wonderful world. Because you scroll into your local Walmart, 65% of the stuff on the shelves has spent time at sea. So that ability to control the world's landscape is so critical. And if I could pick one thing that I would want our leadership in the United States to be cognizant of, is just that. And that is free trade on the high seas, and free movement is driving this global economy. It's how we send beans to China and corn to Russia, wheat to Egypt, wherever. That's the basic building block. We can't forget that.
All right, very good. Well, thank you very much, Mark Pearson, here at the Pursuit of Maximum Yields event in Bettendorf, Iowa. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.